Let's touch on the Eastern Conference final quickly. In the Washington Capitals, blowing a couple games at home. They were up 2-0 heading back to Washington, but Tampa Bay wakes up. They win 2 on the road, and this one is all even heading back to Tampa Bay as the Lightning take back home ice advantage. And I said it earlier in the week that the most predictable part about these playoffs, Donovan, is that it's been completely unpredictable. Game to game, we have no idea really what's going to happen. There's just not been a lot of consistency with any of these series, really. I mean, I guess the biggest consistent before the conference final was that Tampa Bay was rolling through everybody. They beat up on New Jersey. They advance in 5 over Boston. And then they come out incredibly flat in those first two games against Washington. But they wake up, like I said, they steal 2 on the road against Washington. You can't really say steal, because they definitely played well enough to get those wins. But they come home with the series tied at 2s. And you wonder if Alex Ovechkin is just thinking, like, really? Like, we had the 2-0 series lead. I'm 2 wins away from finally getting to a Stanley Cup final, and we blow 2 games at home, which is just really, really bad for the Washington Capitals. And I would say, you know, it's trending in Tampa Bay's direction here, heading home tied at 2s. But like I just said, we have no idea really what's happening in these Stanley Cup playoffs. It has just been completely unpredictable.
Yeah, well, it's probably not heading in their direction, because both of these teams have been great on the road. The Capitals have been great on the road. Ovi has been better on the road, with more points on the road in the playoffs than he has at home. And the Lightning have been great on the road. Haven't lost a road game. Only once have they lost a road game in these playoffs. Haven't lost one in over a month. And I think it's because they play a bit of a simpler game on the road. But the other thing, I mean, this, you can make an argument that in 3 of the 4 games, maybe even 4 of the 4 games, the Capitals have been the better team,
yeah,
especially at even strength. The difference has been that the Lightning's power play is just so lights out. They've been 6 of 14 on the power play in this series. The Capitals are just 3 of 13. And for me, that's been the difference, because the ice has been tilted for large portions of play, so much so that the Lightning went an hour of real lifetime and over 20 minutes of ice time without a shot on net against Holtby. And it's funny, because the Caps go up 2-0 and everyone says, okay, these are the new Caps, unless they fall apart and then they're just the old Caps. And the difference to me is, if you look at the two stars, the two leaders of the teams, and Stamkos, who, for whatever reason, we don't put the same Stanley Cup or bust pressure on him the way we do Ovechkin, but he has a great opportunity on the power play. Slots in home. Ovechkin has a great opportunity, a similar spot on the ice, misses the net. And post game, Ovechkin's breaking his stick over the crossbar, and Stamkos is looking cool as a cucumber, talking to Kyle Bukaskis about how he's got the best goalie in the world behind him. I just feel like for whatever reason, the pressure for Washington to not be Washington, it's kind of getting to them, because they have played well. Like, what adjustments are you going to make when you're dominating play, but with so many chances, they're either missing nets or getting shots blocked, and you feel like you're literally watching them clutch their stick tighter and tighter as the game goes by. And Tampa Bay is just playing kind of free and comfortable and scrambling for their lives. You know, as you know, their coach said, they were on life support after going down 2-0 at home, and it's worked out. But I feel bad for the Caps, because what real adjustments do you make? Hit the net when it's open? Like,
it's true. It really is true, because it's been such a strange series, because going into it, you were kind of thinking that if Washington was going to win, it was going to be on the back of Holtby and probably some timely play at 5-on-5. And then obviously taking advantage when you had power play opportunities. And that's kind of been the reverse. Holtby's been okay in some moments, for sure. He's definitely not been bad, but they've been the better team, but I think by and large in the 4 games at even strength, which is a surprise. I was not expecting that to be the case. And they got up, you know, 2-0 because Vasilevsky was just terrible, I would say, in those first two games, right? He let in 10 goals on 62 shots. It's just terrible. It was like an .840 save percentage. And then you go down 0-2, you're heading to Washington. Vasilevsky's confidence might be wavering a little bit. And then he backs up a 36 save, two goal performance in game three with the exact same numbers in game four. A lot of big time saves in that third period when the ice was largely slanted in Washington's favor. And it was Tampa who got the timely goals in game four. The Killorn goal less than 10 minutes ago, just kind of capitalizing bang, bang play, kind of redirects it five hole. And then all of a sudden we've got ourselves a 2-2 series. So I think at this point, it's hard to kind of forecast what's going to happen tonight. Would I be surprised if Tampa came out and just took it to Washington in every situation? Absolutely not, because they're just absolutely totally loaded with talent in every facet of the ice, defense, offense, you name it. But at the same time, would we be surprised if Washington puts four or five by Vasilevsky again, if he gets off to a shaky start in front of that home crowd and the stomachs start to turn and everyone gets a little bit nervous? Absolutely not. So to me, this series has been even more unpredictable than Vegas of Winnipeg, because at least that series has taken on a little bit of an identity. It's just the opportunistic Knights are taking advantage of the chances that they get, and Fleury standing on his head. It's the script that's basically been followed since game one, whereas this series has just had no feel or no rhyme or reason basically for all four of the games.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight coming up in game five, but go ahead, Donovan.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if for the first time in the history of the NHL, we have a seven-game series where the road team wins every
season. Yeah, seriously.
No, honestly, that's the way it's gone. And you talk about, you know, the Knights being able to capitalize. I look at Washington going back to game four, three power plays in the first period. The first four power plays of the game go to them. They don't score on any of them. And on the flip side, Stamkos has scored on a power play in four straight games. That's really been the difference.
Yeah, and we talk about Stamkos. You were mentioning, and I'm glad you brought him up again, is how he doesn't have this same kind of pressure that a Crosby or a McDavid or a Matthews or an Ovechkin has. And maybe it's because he's been banged up a little bit, right? He dealt with a blood clot a couple of years ago when they played Pittsburgh and came back, I want to say in game six or game seven. And obviously broke his leg a couple of years ago in that Olympic year and just hasn't necessarily performed in the playoffs, maybe to the standard that obviously he wants to or fans expect him to. But this year, seven goals, 16 points in 14 games, very opportunistic on the power play. We've seen that howitzer of a shot on display a number of times. Like, this is kind of the postseason breakout, so to speak, for Steven Stamkos. And I think if Tampa wants to go on to win this series and then ultimately win a Stanley Cup, I kind of look to him even more than Kucherov as the engine that sort of drives the offense of the Lightning. Kucherov and him obviously feed off of each other, but if Stamkos is performing, I think that makes all the difference in the world for the Lightning as far as their cup aspirations.
But how much of that lack of pressure is because he plays for the Tampa Bay Lightning?
I think there's a part of it.
Not
and
the Penguins
deep.
Or the Oilers or even in the Capitals. Like, no one in Tampa Bay today is walking around saying, man, we got to end that Stanley Cup drought. Like, that's not, you know,
that's not
on the minds of residents of Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with Stamkos, he's still very early on in his career. I mean, they made the cup final, what now, 4 years ago?
Yeah, three, 4 years.
And lost to the Chicago Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, if they don't make it this year and if they don't make it next year, then he'll be that next guy. He'll be the new, you know, Ovechkin or whoever that, hey, this guy's a great talent, but until he wins it all, maybe we can't hold him in as high regard.